Our God has gone up mid shouts of jubilation and joy. Amen. Thunderous ovations. Triumphant shouts of joy. Bands blaring. Confetti and streamers raining down from the sky. Jubilation literally shaking all of the surrounding buildings from the depths of their foundations to the peaks of their roofs. The celebration of a hard-won victory can prove absolutely overwhelming and contagious as it surges with enthusiasm and passion through a city or a nation, or after World War II, through half a world, saved from tyranny and oppression and relieved that a long and costly war was finally over. Perhaps you and I have some days of personal, sweet, and sudden, and unexpected victory that still prove a vibrant memory whenever that moment is recalled. No matter what we may have personally experienced, no matter what our mind's eye might conjure up from a movie-tone newsreel or some Hollywood production, not one of us here can compare anything we have ever experienced in life or in drama to the celebrating of the unimaginable jubilation, the awesome energy of Jesus' return, his triumphant return to the throne of heaven, escorted by throngs of angels 40 days after his glorious resurrection from the dead. This Jesus that returned to heaven was a very different Jesus from the one who had taken his leave. Now wearing flawless, immortal human flesh, he bore the deep scars of his fierce battle, which he had won. Jesus, the humble warrior over sin, death, and Satan, accepted the bouquets of honor and praise thrown him from the joyous throngs of heaven. Heavenly beings don't make it a regular practice to count the days of human history. But the throngs of heaven had marked a moment some 3 decades earlier. To the highest heights of heaven, and to unexpecting humble shepherds watching their fields by night, the legions of heavenly angels proclaimed in glorious song the birth of God into his creature's skin as Savior Babe of Bethlehem. And from that moment until that first Ascension Day, the choirs and the throngs of heaven had tuned their voices in preparation to burst out in spontaneous joy at this rite of eternal coronation, the ascension of heaven's Lord to heaven's eternal throne. We know this Jesus well. We know him very well. We know the place of his birth. We know of his sojourn as a baby in Egypt with his parents, having escaped the sword of Herod the Great. We know of his days as a teenager in the courts of the temple at Jerusalem, asking and offering wise questions and answers with the elders as his parents searched for him frantically. We know him even better from all of those promises and prophecies of the Old Testament. And we know him with true definition from those New Testament gospels and letters. We know of that changing of water into wine, calming of storms and healing of lepers. We know of him proclaiming himself as the only hope of life eternal, the source of forgiveness and pleasure with God, the only chance of acceptance in God's sight for eternity through trusting him, listening to his word, counting on his promises. We know of his glorious resurrection from death, the ultimate proof that his payment for sin was accepted by our Heavenly Father. We still have echoing in our ears the angel's proclamation, "He is not here, he has risen," just as he said. But we also know that this same Jesus, without any doubt, is in every way our human brother. He was conceived and born of a woman, just like every one of us. He hungered, he thirsted, he wept, and he slept, just like every one of us. He bruised and he groaned and he bled and he died, just like every one of us. He was placed silent in his grave, just as every one of us will be one day as well. Let there be certainty in every one of our minds that this Jesus was and still is truly human as every one of us. Yet on the 40th day after Easter, in his human flesh, glorified and made death-proof through his resurrection, our brother Jesus ascended through endless ranks of angels to claim his eternal throne in heaven's holiest place. All that power and authority was not something that he just claimed for himself. All of that power and authority was truly his by essence, by right, from eternity. He uses them for the good of his family in heaven and on earth. He uses them to invite us, his brothers and sisters, to be his ambassadors, living out our days in thankful praise, speaking his saving word, and showing his love in our acts of kindness. His powerful word allows us to offer full forgiveness and the certainty of eternal life to every human sinner through his word and his bath and his meal. His word, simply taught in all of its fullness, brings purpose and direction and meaning to every human life, as it whispers eternal peace with the eternal God to every human soul. As we observe the progression of events on another Ascension Day, it is perfectly appropriate for you and me to proclaim to anyone who is willing to listen, this Jesus, this victor, this one whom we celebrate today, he is my brother, my friend, my Savior. At the same time, let not one of us ever fail to confess, to contemplate, to celebrate this revered and honored victor, Jesus. He is my Creator, my Lord, my King, my God. We read Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of the trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. The word of our Lord. We continue with the next hymn.